It's good to see you again. Very pleased to be back with you. On behalf of Mindy and myself, we're good and glad to be here. So glad. I'm pleased and privileged to be able to fill in for your pastor. Glad he's able to get away, and Hannah with him. They called today and said that they had good services today and enjoying themselves immensely. And I'm glad to be here. I want to, Brother Luke mentioned the work day, and I just want to take a minute to commend everyone for all the hard work you've done on the building out there. It looks beautiful, just beautiful. I know you're anxious to be in it. It's not going to be long now, is it? It's exciting, but it's been a lot of hard work, hasn't it? But you look back and think, that wasn't that bad. It's very, very soon now. That's I'm so thankful for you. 1 Corinthians 1, go there, that Brother Luke read. 1 Corinthians 1, God tells his prophet Isaiah to comfort God's people. Speak ye comfortably to my people. Speak to the heart. And that's what I want to do tonight. I want to comfort God's people. And I hope it'll be a comfort to you who are called. I hope that you, after this, will believe that the Lord has called you. And I hope maybe the Lord would be pleased to call someone else he hasn't yet called. That's what this is about. He mentions more than 6 or 7 times a call here in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. And look at verses 1 and 2. He says, Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, unto the church of God at Corinth, or Kingsport, every church, to them which are sanctified, that are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, with all that in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. And down in verse 9, it says, God is faithful, by whom you were called unto this fellowship. And down in verse 24, it says, unto them which are called, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. And verse 26, you see your calling, brethren? You see that? Talking about the call. I want to know that I'm one of God's call. It says, all things work together for good to them that are love God, who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Whom he predestinated, he called. I want to know, don't you? If you want to know, it's good evidence that you are called already. There was a time before he called me, I wasn't interested. I wasn't interested. I am now. Peter said that. He said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. My pastor used to say, you know your election by the call. You can't see your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's there. It's written there before the world began. But everyone whose names are written in that book of life, everyone who was chosen by God, he calls. And you can know that call. You can know it. Every one of us know what it is to call someone, don't we? Call someone on the phone. Or you holler, as they'd say down south. You holler at them. You call. Or to pay a visit is to pay a call to someone, don't you? Pay a visit. Well, salvation. It's for God Almighty to call you. Salvation is to be called, for whom he did foreknow, that is, love, set his love upon, enter into a covenant concerning, he called. You call those you, most of the time, you call those whom you love, whom you choose to call, don't you? Don't you? You did. And what I'm going to talk about tonight is this effectual call. There's a general call. There's a call of the gospel that every single person hears, the call of God's word to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Many are called. in that sense. Paul said, have they not all heard? Yes, barely. The sound has gone throughout the world. You can't find a place on planet Earth now with modern technology where somebody hadn't heard the gospel, the truth. Is that right? It's just so. That's how we know that our Lord's coming is very near. He said, when the gospel's preached in every place, then the end comes. But have they not all heard? Yes. Then why don't men come? Why don't they come to Christ? Why don't they believe? Why don't they repent? They haven't received this effectual call, this particular call. And I want to talk about how the powerful call. It's powerful, it's personal, and it's perpetual. Fancy word that means it continues. Okay? Have you been called? I want to know, don't you? Peter said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Salvation is to be called, for God to call you, for Christ to call you by the gospel. And all whom he calls, they call. That's how you know you've been called. You call on the Lord. Look at verse 2 again. It says, to all that were called to be saints, to all that in every place call on the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. It begins this way. Paul called to be an apostle. Paul was called to be an apostle, wasn't he? All the apostles were called to be apostles. They didn't apply for the job. No prophet or apostle or pastor or true pastor applies for the job. They are called by God to do this work, and they're sent. How shall they preach except they be sent? Your pastor was clearly called, was he not? Like all of the apostles, he was a working man, had a job, and so forth. But God called him to the ministry, and he quickly, like the disciples, left their nets and their boats and went out to preach. He dropped everything and came here to Kingsport then. That's called. That's of God. You know that. I was thankful, Luke. You prayed and thanked God for your pastor. You clearly see he was called to this work. Now, what a blessing. When Christ ascended on high, he gave gifts to men. And one of the greatest gifts God can give to us, apart from his son. Well, you wouldn't know his son apart from the preacher of the gospel. But he sends a preacher like you have, a good one at that, a good one. Called of God. Called. Scriptures talks about being called from death to life. Like when our Lord went to Lazarus' tomb. He called, Lazarus was dead, wasn't it? He didn't invite him. This call is not an invite. The word invite is not in the scriptures. I detest it. Your pastor doesn't say that because it's not there, is it? Not an invite. It's a powerful summons. It's a call from death unto life. When our Lord went to Lazarus' tomb, he called him from death to life. It's called being called from darkness to light. Paul, who was Saul of Tarsus, was in religious darkness, wasn't he? He was in tradition, Jewish tradition. He was under the law. He was in darkness. He thought he had light, but the light that was in him was darkness. Well, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the light, called him. Suddenly a light shone round about Paul and called him out of darkness into the light, which is Christ himself. And he wrote, Paul wrote, God, who caused the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it's a call out of darkness into light. So Paul said, I'm called to be an apostle through the will of God. Verse 1, the will of God. It's not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but it's of God in this call. Unto the church, verse 2, of God at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ. Sanctified in Christ. That, and it says called to be saints. Saint is a term for the sanctified one. That's what that means. Sanctified one. Rome doesn't make us saints. God makes us saints. Sanctified. Christ said, for their sake, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified. We're sanctified once by the body of Christ, aren't we? He said, Father, sanctify them through the truth. Sanctification is the work of God. Work of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Look at 2 Thessalonians 2 with it. 2 Thessalonians 2. This call of God and this sanctification and justification is all speaking of the work of salvation that's of the Lord, completely of the Lord that he does to all his people. And he calls them by this gospel. 2 Thessalonians 2 says in verse 13, we're bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Salvation started with God choosing the people before the world began, giving them to Christ. And verse 13 says, through sanctification of the Spirit of God setting them apart from the rest of the world to believe the truth. There you go, to believe the truth. Whereunto, verse 14, he called you by our gospel. Called you to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So back in our text, go back there. So God's people are called to be saints, sanctified ones. And that very simply means it. Let me read it to you from Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 says that God chose a people in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in world, in love. He chose a people to make them holy by Jesus Christ, by the work of the Holy Spirit, to make them like Christ. Holy, unblameable, unreprovable in God's sight. That's the work of God. That's the work of God the Spirit. That's the work of God the Son. That's God's work. God's going to destroy sinners someday, all sinners. But he saves some sinners by grace to make them saints, to make them the sanctified ones, set apart by the blood of Christ and by this gospel call. This is how you know that you belong to him, this gospel call. Go back to verse 2. It says, sanctified in Christ, called to be saint, by all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Down in verse 8, who shall confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, because God is faithful by whom you were called. God who called you. Is faithful. He's going to do this work. And don't you love verse 30? It says that, of God are you in Christ, who has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. He that glories in the Lord. So this call of God, I want you to notice two things with me, or three things. This call of God is a powerful call. It's a powerful call. Number two, it's a personal call. It's a personal call. And number three, it's a perpetual call, or it's a continual call. Okay? It's a powerful call. Paul said in Romans 1:16, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. How does God call people? By the gospel. You're not going to hear his voice sitting up on the mountain with your legs crossed. You're not going to hear his voice except through the preaching of the gospel. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That's what it says in this very chapter. He said, you see your calling, don't you? How were you called? How did you first hear the gospel? Are you not like the eunuch whom... Here's proof, Brother Obi, that you must hear a preacher. It was a eunuch out in the desert, miles and miles away, reading the Bible, okay, heading home, wasn't it? God had to send a preacher all the way to that one man in the desert to preach the gospel to him, didn't he? Or he wouldn't have been saved. It pleased God. The world calls it foolishness, but unto them that are called, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. You heard this gospel call. You heard it. Look at Romans 1. What is the gospel? Here's the gospel. There's so many scriptures you could turn to. A description, a declaration of the gospel. Here it is, Romans 1. All of God's people hear the gospel. They're called by the gospel. Paul begins the same way as he did in 1 Corinthians. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God. Now, here it is. It's the gospel he promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scripture. It's the gospel promised all through the whole Old Testament scriptures, which said, all the Old Testament says, someone is coming. The Christ is coming, the sent one of God, the Holy One of God. God will be manifest in the flesh. God will come down to earth to visit his people, the righteousness of God, the holiness of God, the law keeper for God, the covenant head, the second Adam from above is coming down to save his people from their sin. All the Old Testament says that. The gospel is not some new thing that started in Matthew 1. It started in Genesis 1, right? The prophets, it's being witnessed by the law and the prophet. The gospel is as old as God. The Old Testament gospel, New Testament. I sometimes wish there were not those two designations, Old and New Testament. It's one Bible, isn't it? It's one truth. Look at verse 3. This gospel is concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The salvation of God's people is concerning God's Son doing something for them. They can't do anything for themselves. They can't save themselves. Salvation's of the Lord. And God sent his Son, his only begotten Son, into this world to save his people. Not to try to save, but to save. It's concerning Jesus Christ, who he is and what he did and who he did it for. Did he do it? The last thing he said is it's finished, isn't it? It's concerning his Jesus Christ, our Lord. If you're saved, it's going to be by Jesus Christ doing it for you. He was made of the seed of David, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. According to the flesh, verse 4, declared to be the Son of God with power. Power to do what? Power to save. Able to make you, to present you faultless before the presence of God. And he's declared to be the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection of the dead. And he said, we've received this calling to preach this gospel and to every nation. Look it down at verse 6. Among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. So, this gospel is a powerful call. It's called the hope of his calling. I don't know who you first heard the gospel from. Many of you heard it from your pastor, and I'm glad. And that way he will certainly be your pastor from now on. The man that you heard the gospel from first, it's the man you will esteem from now on. But I heard it from my pastor. And you know who my pastor was, don't you? No? That's my dad. That's my dad. Now, for years, he was my dad. That's all I thought of him was my dad, Brandon. I'd look up there as a boy, and that's my dad. That's my dad, okay? Every Sunday, every Wednesday, I was forced to be there. That's my dad preaching. One day, I wasn't looking and listening like it was my dad. It was someone else speaking to me. This gospel is powerful. When Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. Have you ever read Psalm 29, what the voice of the Lord will do? Break the cedars, break the hardest heart, cause the hinds to calve, that is, give birth. That's what happened to me. I heard the Lord through the preaching of the gospel, through my preacher, my pastor. I heard his voice. Not an audible voice, but I heard the gospel, the word of truth, the gospel of my salvation through a man. And I was thankful for him from then on. Still am. I still listen to him more than any other preacher. The gospel's a powerful call. It opens blind eyes to see who God really is. It opens blind eyes to see what we really are, doesn't it? It opens deaf ears to hear the truth, ears that never heard it before. Opens deaf ears. Raises the dead. And you who were dead hath he quickened. How? By the gospel. It's a powerful call. Powerful call. It's a personal call. It's a personal call. Look, John 10. You know these scriptures by heart. John 10, Look over there. And Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. This is the Gospel of John 10, the good shepherd and his sheep. It's a personal call. John 10, verse 2. Speaking of Christ, enters by the door. That's the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter openeth. The Holy Spirit. The sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep. They belong to him. He calleth them. He calleth them by name. Where did he get these sheep? The Father gave them to him, didn't he? He said, all that the Father giveth me shall come unto me. How do they come to him? He calls them. He calls them. Look at verse 11. He said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Christ didn't die for everybody. It's a very personal redemption. It's a very particular redemption in it for his people. Christ died for his people. He put away the sins of his people. And he calls those people whom he died for. Look at verse 16. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. They are going to hear the gospel. And that's how why God sends the gospel all over the world, to call out his sheep. He said in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. It's a powerful call. It's a personal call. He calls his own. Let me quote it again. I don't get tired of quoting it. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Who he loved, foreknew, set his love upon. He did predestinate everything about them, down to the hairs on their head, their numbers, everything about them, their whole life. Predestined, predestination by God. Whom he did predestinate, he called. He calls his people by the gospel. And whom he called, he justified. Gives them faith to believe on the Lord and justifies them. Look at our text. It says in verse 26, we saw this, says, do you see your calling, brethren? Have you heard this call? Do you see your calling? I was talking to a man on the phone one time, trying to talk to him about the gospel, and it's clear he hadn't heard the call, but I asked him, what do you think about yourself? He said, I think I'm a pretty neat fella. I'm okay. I think I'm all right. He hadn't heard the gospel in him. Look at this. You see your calling? Not many wise men at the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Who does God call? He's chosen the foolish things of the world, the weak things of the world, the base things of the world, things that are they're not. To bring to naught, no flesh shall glory. God's people are nothings and nobodies. From nowhere, sinners, that's all they are. Ask them who they are. Like old Jacob. Jacob have I loved. Jacob, what's your name? Jacob. Nothing. Sinner. Saved by grace. You see your calling? Is that you? That's who God called. That's who he called. And it's a perpetual call. Lastly, a perpetual call. He said, my sheep hear my voice. And I called him. And that means continually. Now, many of you have a pet, I'm sure, a dog or a cat. And you chose that pet, didn't you? It didn't choose you. You chose it, right? You called it, didn't you? You gave it a name. You gave it a name. And what cats, you don't. You might as well not give them a name. They're not going to come when you call them. But a dog, anyway. You chose that dog. You gave it a name. And you taught it to come when you called it, didn't you? Huh? And if the dog loves you and you love the dog, it's going to come, isn't it? It's going to come when you call it. What if it runs off? What if it runs off? What are you going to do? You going to call it back? If you love that dog, whoever you love, you're going to keep calling and keep calling. What if he runs off five times? We're like sheep prone to wander. All right, every one of them. Every one of them. And we run off like that. And we think, maybe I'm not one of God's people. Maybe I'm not. And then you hear that gospel again. He calls you back. Why are you here tonight? Huh? The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole disposing is of the Lord. You may think you chose to come here. No, you don't. But some people may. But you're not here by accident, and you're not here by your own personal choice. You're here by the sovereign mercy and grace of God to hear the gospel. Do you like being here? Do you like what you're hearing? You keep coming? We just say, am I saying the same things your pastor keeps saying? Am I? I better be. Well, you keep coming back to hear the same thing. Why? This is the call. He keeps calling. He keeps gathering his people into the fold. He gathers his people. And he never quits calling them. Never. And lastly, it says that he talks about those who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours. All whom God chose, he called by the gospel. They called them. They're called to be saints. They're sanctified. They're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ. They're called by the gospel. The Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel, gives them new birth through the preaching of the truth, preaching of the gospel. All right? They're called by the gospel. Called from darkness to light, from death unto life. Okay? How you know that they're called? Not only he keeps calling them. He keeps calling them. They keep coming. They keep hearing the gospel. They keep needing the gospel. They keep wanting the gospel. But they call. They call. Everyone whom God calls, calls. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Nobody's going to be saved who doesn't call on the Lord, right? That's what the scripture said. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Where does that come from? Where does that verse come from? Joel 2:32. It says, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Whoever he calls, they start calling. They start calling. That's how you know. Do you see your calling? Have you heard this gospel? Have you heard his voice? You keep coming back? You keep needing to hear this gospel over and over again? Now, do you call on the name of the Lord? What do you call for? I venture to say that everyone in here who prays in private about the only thing you know to say is, have mercy. Most of the time, I can't say much more than this. Lord, help me. Save me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Save me by your grace. And my brothers. Save my brethren. That's calling on the Lord. Not many people call. All God's people do. That's how you know you're called. Well, I hope and pray the Lord has called you, and I believe he has, many in here, if not most. And I hope you'll keep calling. I believe he will. As long as this gospel is being preached, he's calling people out. In. Calling people out of the world into his fold by this gospel. And that's my prayer. May the Lord bless you. Thank you, Brother Luke.